Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 446 of the Department of Defense. I'm your host, Casey Jarman. As always, is Carlos.
I'm here.
That's right, he is. And I'm being real.
You're being real?
Yeah, I'm being real on the Be Real. You on the Be Real?
I'm not. Nah. I don't think I am.
Podcast.
Is it the type of thing you can be on and not realize you're on?
Nope.
Then I'm probably not on it.
Yeah, it's you know, it's like Snapchat meets Instagram, but like more like real life, you know, like, so it like, it really like helps you like get out of this curated, always connected thing by reminding you once a day that you have a phone that has cameras in it and you need to take, you need to stop whatever you're doing and take a picture of that.
I mean, we've had cameras on phones for like quite a long time.
Yeah, but like you don't get it, right? It's really disruptive in this social media space where it's a social media that doesn't let you curate and lets you disconnect by reminding you that you have a device in your pocket once a day that you need to take a photo with.
I think I just hate this in principle.
I don't understand.
Well, it wants to make me interact with it once a day.
Well, no. You don't have to.
Does it keep track of how many days in a row?
Of course.
Well, yeah. There you go. Oh, I did a 7-day streak of this of the Be Real. The Be Real, yeah.
Well, that's a pretty shitty streak because mine is 32 days apparently.
I was just saying that as an example, but wow, that's a hell of a streak.
I joined Be Real 4 weeks ago, and I've done it every day.
Yeah, they are really good, I guess, at keeping their engagement going then for forcing you to stay a part of their...
I have to be real, man, otherwise people won't know the real me.
Do they have any other apps connected to it yet?
No.
No, not yet? Well, do you have a time?
I don't know when it was released. I kind of want to know.
Oh, maybe it's a failed app if it's not part of it.
It came out in 2020.
It might be failing. Like there might not be a Be Real app if it doesn't get picked up by another company soon.
I mean, but like it's like available in 13 languages, so it's like,
I mean, they can lose money for quite a few years as long as they get bought out.
Oh yeah, that's how VCs work. And all of this app nonsense.
Yeah. The room to do that for companies was a lot better like over a decade ago, but
it was less than a decade ago, but yeah.
When did the dot com bubble? Yeah.
Oh, you mean the one in 1999?
Was that 1999? I didn't have internet that one time.
Yes. The dot com boom was in the late 90s.
Hell, we didn't have, like, we were still worrying about Y2K at that point.
Yeah, The dot-com bubble peaked on March 10th, 2000.
Oh, there we go. So it made it all the way past Y2K.
Yep. By less than 3 months.
Congratulations, though. I mean, that's a big deal.
That's true. Yeah. So, sorry, bud. You missed the dot-com bubble by a bit.
It's all the same.
Yeah, no, but you have to just be disruptive. You have to be in the know. You know, you got to be fast.
Yeah, that sounds like the current day stuff. Current day marketing.
All right. Well, that's going to be our second discussion topic. We're going to get to that one.
Okay.
What have you been up to, my friend?
What have I been up to? I hadn't done a bike. I've been slacking my exercising. So, like, today.
Me too.
I did a bike ride, and it was not fun. Like, yeah. I started off at, like, a fast pace, and that was a mistake. I made it 20 minutes in because the first 5 minutes I was going too hard and I was just like wrecked. And also it's warmer now, so my office gets warmer faster.
And so you should have gone outside. It was cold.
So the dehumidifier kicks. Well, I mean, I guess I did like a workout before I was biking, so it wasn't just like I only did the bike ride. But like the dehumidifier kicked on like partway through the workout. It's like, yeah, no, that makes sense. I could almost see the moisture in the air.
You could open your window.
Yeah, that would have cooled it down.
That's.
But I was mid workout at that point, so.
Okay, I'm just sorry. I'm offering solutions.
I know.
I forgot this was. I wasn't supposed to do that.
I can't go back in time.
Why not? Use your time machine. Did you not ask Professor McGonagall for a time turner? Apparently, they just give them to children.
Only an honor student, and only if they're Gryffindor. I don't think a Slytherin student ever got one of those.
I sure fucking hope not, little Nazis.
That's, you can't say that.
Why?
I mean, the Malfoys. Yes, the Malfoy family are Nazis. Clearly.
All Slytherin are Nazis.
I don't know about that.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I can make generalized statements about the Hogwarts houses, and it's not racism because they're British. The only people it's okay to be just 100% shitty to.
You know, I would say something, but like a lot of the YouTubers I watch who are like British, they actually make the same jokes. It's like, oh yeah, no, that's okay. Oh yeah, so in this game, we're gonna be colonizing everything.
Brit's gonna Brit, man. They gotta colonize. It's in their DNA.
Let's see, but yeah, I haven't been doing a lot. Not a whole lot going on.
All right. Let's see. What have I been up to? It's been, 2 weeks since we were last recorded? I think so.
Yes.
Yes. So I have to look at my calendar because I have to go back in time.
Oh, did some more disc golfing, but besides that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So last weekend, or the weekend before, was Zach's bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
The Zablosky bachelor party. We went to Baraboo, Wisconsin, and hung out and drank some beers and did some stuff. Went to Tumbled Rock Brewery. And then Standing Rock Winery.
Yeah, but just so our listeners know, I wasn't there. It's actually kind of funny that Matt was supposed to invite me.
Yes, and dropped the ball because he blames Zach for using Carlos's real name.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because I found out like a week and a half before to go, like, oh yeah, you can come too. And you see, unfortunately, when it comes to inviting me to do things, you want like a month plus to like before I have like for the invite, because that means I can agree to it, because I don't have to instantly. Oh yeah, oh, I can't be agreed to go do something like soon.
We had to plan our Ireland trip 3 years in advance in order to get him
1 year, 1 year and like 2 months in advance.
I know. I'm just giving you shit. The 1 year part's not a joke, though. We had to do that. but yeah, so then the next day, Saturday, we went and hung out in the Dells all day. We went and did an escape room and played some mini golf. Went to this place called, what was it? The Grateful Shed, which had like a bunch of like food trucks and stuff in it. And I got one of the worst foods I've ever eaten.
Really?
Yeah. So I went to, it was like, not Peruvian. It was some, like, South African, or not South American, like, food truck. I can't remember what the ethnicity was, and it's, like, right on the tip of my tongue. But went there, got really excited. Like, the food looked awesome. Didn't really know what I wanted. Just wanted, so I went there for empanadas.
Yeah.
Right? But then I'm scrolling through the thing, and they have this thing, and it's, like, was like papas fritas con something, and it was like, it looked like it was French fries covered with meat and cheese.
Which, I mean, that sounds great.
Right?
The only thing you're missing there is some, oh no, I guess the cheese in there for the cheese curds.
Yeah.
Just gravy.
It was like some straight out of psych shit, right? It was like, you know, I was like super pumped. I'm like, oh my God, yes. So I order that. And then I get it. And it was French fries, ketchup. Little,
what?
Little confusing. A seasoned mayo. And hot dogs.
Oh, that is so disappointing.
Yeah.
Did you even eat it all?
No.
You tossed and like went to a different food truck?
I tossed it and just gave up. I was like, I'm good. I like right before that I had 3 tacos.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, like I had tacos. I don't necessarily need this, but I wanted it because I was like kind of hungry. So like I ate some fries and I'm like, this is literally the most disappointed I've ever been in food. And I've had some disappointing meals. Okay, probably wasn't the most disappointed I've ever been in food. But yeah, it was up there.
I haven't had an empanada for quite a while.
I know,
long
I could have had empanadas.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get empanadas. I had hot dogs on French fries with like lukewarm sauces.
What was that food court place in the cities that had like the empanadas?
Malcolm Yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is good. I've been there a couple of times.
There's
since.
One of the food. I don't know if it's Malcolm Yards, but there's a food court place that is shutting down, like from the Twin Cities. I don't think it's Malcolm Yards.
Okay.
I think it's a different one.
I think Keg and Case shut down.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's the one in St. Paul. Wasn't as cool. It was fine. Yeah. So then, we went and played some putt-putt. We went out to Del Bar. Supper club for just a stupid good meal and a bunch of Wisconsin old fashions. Throughout the weekend, we had a, we called it like a bachelor party snap. It was like a Pokemon themed thing where like you had to take photos of different things and then like you'd get a Pokemon card for like each task that or for like each thing that you took a photo of. And so like we got some fun pictures doing that. And yeah, went downtown a little bit, had $2 Toppling Goliath beers at Showboat Saloon.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because they were trying to get rid of the kegs, and so the pints were $2. And I'm like, hell yeah.
That sounds great.
And then I had onion rings that looked like little mini donuts. It was almost too much batter, but like one was awesome, and then after that you're like, that's a little too much.
Did you have like a sauce for the onion rings, or are you just?
Yeah, no, there was it was like a spicy like chipotle mayo. It's really good.
I wonder like if you have like that much batter on it, if it's like almost better like to like swap it, like have one with a bunch of sauce and one just a plain one.
Kinda, yeah. I also had pretzel bites, and I housed the pretzel bites, and then gave all the onion rings away to all my friends. So. Yeah, and then this weekend was another, it was party weekend, back to back. We threw a Hobbit-themed birthday party for my girlfriend Jacqueline in her backyard, and we had axe throwing.
Classic and, Hobbit thing.
Yeah, and trivia, and a Oliphant gift exchange, which is just a white elephant gift exchange, except Jacqueline provided all the presents. And we had
I got
fireworks.
An umbrella, eventually.
You bastard.
Casey had something. He ended up with a potato in the end.
I had the umbrella. I had the umbrella twice, goddammit. I started with the umbrella. Then I went and got the calendar so I could put it to the right date. And then I went and got my umbrella back. And then you gave me a fucking
potato.
Yeah,
I stole Casey's present twice. No, I stole it
you
one
did.
Time. Somebody else stole the umbrella from you.
And
then I took it from them, and that
was
it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the umbrella was locked, and I was so mad.
And
about
I needed
it.
An umbrella. So,
did I! Because I don't have an umbrella, and I wanted a yellow umbrella.
You know, she had a spare. She had the black Wells Fargo one on her deck. You could have just taken that home.
No. Somebody took that immediately after.
Oh, like, real after like
yeah.
It was all done? Okay.
Yeah, and I wanted the yellow one.
It is nice to have, like, a bright yellow umbrella.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that you have an umbrella. And you know, you mean business.
And you can't lose it in your pile of stuff because it's bright and yellow.
I mean, I don't really have that issue in my car. I don't fill my trunk up with a bunch of stuff.
Well, no, not just like in your car, but like just in life. Like, it's hard to lose a yellow umbrella.
If somebody steals it, you're going to know they stole
it. Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, you fucking, Ted Mosby ran into that in How I Met Your Mother. Because he stole her yellow umbrella.
Okay.
And then she stole it back.
Man, there's a lot of stealing of umbrellas there.
I know. Apparently that's a weird dating ritual in early 2000s New York.
Are they like pigeons? Is that like the dating ritual
so.
Of pigeons?
I think it's the pigeon thing. But yeah, so we did that. And then we had fireworks and Yeah, apparently Jacqueline was afraid that I was going to burn her house down.
Well, I mean, to be fair, somebody did burn her garbage can.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that happened. I was busy, like, dealing with the fireworks.
So somebody
and
must have, like, somebody's sparkler must have gone out, and then they put it directly in the garbage can.
Oh, people are dumb. You put that in the fire. Because, like, they were, like, they had, like, a wooden wick. Like, you just put it in the fire, and they go away.
Yeah, but somebody must have, so it must have still been smoldering, and they just tossed it around the garbage can.
Full
and
of paper.
Yeah. And to be fair, I put mine in the garbage can, but like that, I put mine aside for quite a while, and then like, okay, now they go in the garbage
can. Why didn't you throw yours in the fire?
Because like it looked like a plastic stick to me, so I didn't want to toss it in there.
I hid a full sparkler in the fire pit for the next time there's a fire. Oh. Pretty excited about that, because I found one in the yard while cleaning up. I don't think Jacqueline listens to this, so I'm not too worried about that. Yeah, and that brings us to today, where we're recording.
Yeah,
it Should is. Should we do our beers?
Sure.
All right, guys. So we're doing a Topo Chico Margarita Hard Seltzer Signature Margarita, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. This is 4.5%, 2% juice in here. This is a spiked sparkling water.
A full 2% juice, huh?
Yep. Let's see. Filtered carbonated water, alcohol, lime juice from concentrate, agave syrup, citric acid, natural flavors, salt, sodium citrate, sucralose, magnesium chloride, potassium chloride. I'm kind of pumped about this.
I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm actually kind of bummed, though. 100 calories.
Yeah.
No, but like a full beer is like 150 calories, like on average.
Well, not a 5% beer, yes. Yeah. That beer, no.
No, no. But it goes on my tracker as 150 because I just have something labeled generic beer that I added. So I just put the number by there and it just does the math. And it assumes whatever is 150.
Okay. Well, beer is usually more like 250.
Well, like for a seltzer, though, like I would expect like less than 100.
All of the calories are from alcohol.
You can have alcohol without calories.
No, you cannot. Alcohol is sugar. You cannot have alcohol without calories.
There's
got to
be
ways.
Hard liquor. Hard liquor would bring it
calories.
Down.
Calories.
Yeah, but like less calories.
All right, hang on. Calories per ounce alcohol. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, 80 proof is 40% alcohol and 64 calories per ounce. So
like a shot is 64 calories?
Well, probably 2 ounces, so probably 120 calories.
Well, there's a good thing there's not a shot here.
I'm just saying. Will you get me a tiny cup?
Yeah, I can do
like
that.
Just like a sample glass, because I want to be able to smell it. I want to be able to see it. See how clear it is. It smells like margarita mix. Like, exactly like margarita mix. Ooh, it's very bubbly. Look how bubbly. Ooh, bubbles.
Yeah, I took a taste of it.
It even smells like tequila.
Yeah, no, I took a taste of it, and it was like, I was actually kind of surprised.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. It's sweet. It's artificially like it's like Splenda-y almost.
It's kind of like a boozy 7-Up.
Yeah, well, like one of those Mountain Mists, like one of those off-brand.
Yeah, off-brand 7-Up.
Off-brand 7-Up, which apparently I blew your mind because what is it? Sierra Mist isn't Sierra Mist anymore. It's Star.
Yeah, no, when I heard that, I was surprised because Sierra Mist was a thing that I remember never drinking. And then finding out that they changed their name, I was just surprised.
Yeah, it's called Starry now.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's fairly recent, though. It's 2023. Because Sierra Mist failed to gain market share in the growing category.
The growing category?
Of lemon-lime flavored beverages.
Is it a growing category? I think it's just the same category that's been around.
I mean, I don't. I mean, maybe like I don't know. Like it's. Like it's the Sprite category.
Like
it's Sprite like things.
There's the only room that gets made in that category is when something dies, and that means more room for the other.
More room for more Sprite.
More room for more Sprite or 7-Up or any of the other similar ones.
Man, Star, and it's a shitty fucking logo too. it's a lime and a lemon, right? Like halves and halves. And then it just says Starry across it.
They're fucked. Like, that's not going to... People aren't... Because now it doesn't even have the brand recognition of Sierra Mist. Now it's just Starry, and people are just going to ignore it and just go with 7-Up or Sprite. They lost even more market share with their rebrand.
Right. I will say, the best thing that 7-Up ever did was infiltrate all of the elementary schools and make them play Heads Up 7-Up.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, I don't hate this, but I don't love it.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you. Like, it's not great.
If it's like somebody told me that... Oh, I know what it is. No, I know exactly what it is. It's like I had a margarita earlier and now I'm burping. That's what it tastes like. This tastes like margarita burp.
I don't agree with you.
Well, you can be wrong. That's fine. I wonder if the strawberry one's better. Because then you have something to go with, like, the lime.
What was this soda in the 90s that had a... Or maybe it was... It might have been 2000.
I like beer
better. Not later 2000s, but like it would have been like a soda that had the that was used like Bohemian Rhapsody to sell soda. Because I remember that, and like it had the cans flying around.
So this has, per 12 ounces, has 25 more calories. This Guinness. What would you rather have? Topo Chico Margarita, or a Guinness? This has 0.4% more alcohols.
It was Mountain Dew.
We cannot play that.
It's Mountain Dew.
We can't play that.
It's Mountain Dew.
We can't play that. Mountain Dew is going to sue our pants off.
I didn't know it was Mountain Dew. I thought it was like Surge or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, if you're looking for a beverage that... is easy to drink, low in calories, grab a Guinness and not one of these.
I know, I think it's fine. Like if you want to break up the beers that you've been having on the cookout for a day, then you want to swap to like a seltzer, it's a fine seltzer.
I thought that's what Modelo was for.
That's not a seltzer.
Well, no, but I thought it was to break up the beers that you're having at the cookout.
No, that's one of the beers I'm having at a cookout.
Oh. Why don't you just have water?
Because there's no booze in water.
We're old now. We have to drink water so we don't get hungover.
That is true. It's okay. I think it'd be better if it was completely cold. Like right now, it's just chilled.
Oh, the lime. It's like when you know when you hit like the end of a bottle of Corona. And, like, the lime's there, and you've been hanging out, like, by the beach. And it's just kind of warm and a little, like, limey. And so you slam that last bit so you can go get your new Corona. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, I'm glad you agreed with me. Let's talk about toys. We have to give a number.
You got to give it a number, yeah.
Oh man, do we rate this on the same scale as beer? I think so. Give me a number.
I mean, we're not comparing it to beer. We're just like it's the same scale.
It's the flavor scale.
No, I think it's not bad. It's not great. I'm gonna give it a 6.
I think I would take this over a White Claw.
I don't know about that. I think I'd prefer some White Claws over this.
Maybe. I haven't had a White Claw in a long time.
Because like a White Claw is, I think it's been a while.
A White Claw is like kind of like nothing. We have White Claws in the cooler too.
And actually, I think that's what I was gonna say. Like, I think that's why I would prefer White Claw is because it's a lot subtler on the flavor.
Yes. Yeah. A White Claw is like a boozy LaCroix, and this is trying to do something. I appreciate that it's trying to do something. I don't think what it's trying to do it does super well. I'm gonna give it a 5.
Okay.
A 5. Where if somebody handed me one at, you know, the cookout, I wouldn't throw it in their face. But I wouldn't ask that person's opinion on anything because they're probably wrong.
Fair enough.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk about weird toys that we had as children.
Yeah. So, like, this came up because I was, like, actually earlier, I was watching, there's a streamer on Twitch, like, I was catching one of his recordings called Puppet Jared. So what he does is, like, once a week he streams and watches, like, old cartoons, or in this case, he is watching an old 90s show starring Matthew Lawrence called, like, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, something like that, some nonsense like that. But it made me, it was making me think back to like my toys I had as like a as a 5-year-old, and like so I there's this one that's popping into my head where it was like a silvery figure that had like a light up a button where you'd press on its like back or its chest that would make its eyes it had like a visor that would light up with light, and it had like some toys, and it was poor quality. But I remember that from a kid, and I was like, so I start trying to Google around. So it's hard. You can't search light up eyes 90s toy, because that doesn't help.
It doesn't?
No. However, I did find it eventually. I couldn't figure out what color they were, because they had a couple different colors of these, and I think they were made originally as knockoff RoboCops that were then painted silver. But it came with like 3 accessories: a sword, a shitty shield, and like some sort of gun. They were called Sonic Rangers. No, I'm sorry. No, plural. Sonic Ranger, and that was the plural. Here's a photo for Casey, so he knows what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, those are like fucking dollar store toys.
Oh yeah, absolutely, dollar store toy quality right through and through. And like they had like rubbery limbs and like a shiny metallic chest piece. And I remember the paint on the chest piece like wore pretty quickly. Like I texted my sibling Scotty earlier, and I was like, "Hey, do you remember this thing from our childhood?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I couldn't remember what color we had." And they were like, "Well, we had multiple colors, I think." And that's possible. I don't remember the multiple colors. I just remember the silvery, which is possible because I think all the paint wore away.
I'm looking at the green one. It's for sale right now on boonsartshop.com for €9. and it is a lot of the green is worn away, and it's just silver underneath.
Oh, yeah.
And it says Sonic Ranger Green does not work, otherwise very good.
And one of the things.
But it has both of the accessories.
Well, there's 3 accessories.
Okay, well, this has 2 accessories.
Does it have a sword
and a shield.
Okay, so it has a really crappy shield. That was very weird. I remember as a kid, like, what is this good for? You can't hit anybody with this. You can't shoot anybody with this.
It's for blocking, dummy. Shields aren't for hitting.
And it's really awkward because they're just holding it faces forward. It's not like a...
Well, no, if you hold... If you just hold it here, then it faces forward. But if you hold it here, then it's a fucking shield. Did you not understand how shields worked as a child?
With those arms, you'd be like punching forward with the shield if you did that.
Has elbows.
They don't bend. At least the ones that I had.
Okay, you're right. It looks like they just look like they bend. Oh, there's a blue one. You want the blue one?
No, I don't want any of these.
Let's see.
But I remember as a kid though that it would like it hurt my fingers because I think the bat like trying to get the visor to light up. Well, it didn't work very well. So you had to like really ram your finger in there, and as like a 5-year-old kid, like it hurt my fingers hurt my thumb to try to make the visor light up. So yeah, there's one weird toy as a kid. You got one you want to share?
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm just like absorbed. I'm super. Oh, the blue one is only €6.
Yeah, you're absorbed by the Sonic Ranger. Like, I was looking at Sonic Ranger, and none of them looked familiar. And like, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, this is the figure, but the color, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Weird toys I had as a kid. There's a bunch of them. So, when I would go back to South Dakota to my great grandma's houses. So, like, I had two great-grandmas alive as a child. And so, like, we'd go to my grandma Vi, and she had, like, just, like, a smattering of toys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was this car. So it was, like, about the size of this Surface. And this Surface Pro. And it had, like, a little screen in it. And it had, like, a little steering wheel. And it had like a key you had to turn, and then it had a blinker and basically instead of a gas pedal, it just had a thing that you push to make it go faster or make it go in reverse. And if you left it in neutral, it was stopped. So you'd turn it on, and it wasn't really a digital display. It was just like a scrolling thing. And you had the car, and it would light up, and it would make like a brrrr sound. And so you would just like turn it on, and like you'd move the thing, and you'd have to like dodge the cars. But nothing happened if you didn't, because, well, it was just a scrolling like thing. And it had like a little rubber horn. And so you go beep, 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 beep. Or like, but it was like a and like you go brr, and then you turn on the blinker and go and then you'd back up, and my brother and I would play with it, but at one point my dad took out the batteries because he was tired of the noise, but then we just made our own noises, which were louder.
I mean, I get that. I get like taking the batteries out. Like, I remember I had like the Starship Troopers had kid toys when it came out.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's not a kid movie at all. But
no, not even a little
bit.
It's
not the first time that that's happened. But, like, I had, like, the flying vehicle for, like, I didn't have any of the Starship Trooper toys besides, like, in the action figures. But I did have the flying vehicle that, like, you could put any other action figure in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was, like, it had, like, you turn it on, like, it had this really loud, very loud, like, takeoff sound. And I was glad when that battery died because it was so loud. And then you'd accidentally hit it, and it was just, oh, God, no.
Any other weird ones for you?
Yeah, actually, this is a cool one.
Ooh.
So I didn't look this one up yet, but so basically they were like, there's like a set of like three or four like knights with like a shield, like if they had a shield, like it was a part of their armor already. And like but it came with like multiple knights and also multiple like I think like a spear, an axe, like a big old axe, a sword. I don't remember if they're and a flail. I think a flail was one of the weapons. And they also had, one of the cool things was, like, they had, like, they were all plastic, except they had a metal chess piece that would just clip on them with, like, various different animals or different, kind of different insignias of houses or whatever. So, basically, it would be, like, if you didn't have the armor piece on, it was just, like, a chainmail underneath, and you'd just, and it would just easy clip-on armor piece. They were very cool. Like, they weren't, like, regular action figures, like, as far as, like, how they were stood. They have like their legs are spread out. They were kind of shorter things.
Like this one?
No.
Okay.
They were cooler than that.
I don't know. They looked pretty cool.
Yeah, but I was like, those were pretty cool things. So that was another thing I was thinking of, like, a cooler action figure.
So my other great grandma gave me a bunch of my grandpa's old toys. So these are toys from, I don't know, he was old. A time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say the 50s. Probably 50s toys.
Yep.
If I had to venture a decent guess. Well, there were a lot of toy guns. A lot of toy cap guns. You know what they didn't have for toy cap guns in that time period? Little orange tips. You know what they did have, though? Incredibly realistic, life-sized toy cap guns that you loaded like they were real guns and had, so the one, my favorite one, it was like an old double action six shooter that like you opened up and you had the cylinder and it had six what looked like bullets in them. But you took the bullets apart and you put a cap in the bottom of each one.
Oh, you had a so you had manually load like the caps?
Yeah. Yep. So you manually loaded the caps in, right? But then you would put the cylinder back in, or you would have like, so he had extra ones, right? So you could wear them like a bandolier and then pull the other ones out and then reload it like you're a cowboy. And then you would cock it like a real gun. And then you would shoot it like a real gun. And then it would make a pop and a smoke. And there was no orange. The only, like, it was essentially, like, it was awesome. Don't get me wrong. So we had that one.
And
we
then
had,
cops just killed a lot of kids.
Well, like, we brought all of these guns home, right? Growing up, we had a bucket of toy guns, and my friends would come over, and we'd all grab toy guns, and then we'd go shoot at each other in the yard, right? And we'd play, you know, like games, like you do. I feel like if that happened today, one, cops would probably be called. Two, the cops would then shoot a bunch of children.
Yeah.
But, like, none of these toys, like, all of
these
toys.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about the cops going to jail, though. They'd be fine.
Well, yeah, no, the cops would be fine. That'd be great. Great. But, like, it's, none of the toys had any, like, orange tips. None of, like, they all looked like real guns. None of them looked like space guns or, like, this was a metal gun with, like, ivory grips. Like, it looked like a real gun.
Man, pop guns were pretty cool, though.
I know.
I never had ones that didn't have an orange, though.
Oh, like the little snub-nosed ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got some orange ones and we painted them black with spray paint.
I wonder how much those, like, caps, like, I didn't, like, I only, what would happen would be I go to a birthday party that had cap guns.
Mm-hmm.
I come home and I no longer had caps for my cap gun because, like, they go through them and, like, I wouldn't get any replacement spot for me.
Oh, they weren't expensive. They sold them at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. The, like the super classic snub nosed, cap gun, at Hy-Vee in stock right now is $3
for the cap gun or
for the cap gun with caps, caps, additional caps, 8-shot refill. 12 cards of, set. Okay, set. 1, 2, 3. What's 12 times 72? 864 shots for, $14.99.
That's a good deal for nowadays.
Should we get cap guns for the studio?
Nope. That sounds bad.
They're probably not even that good anymore.
No, they're not. But like, it is one of those cooler toys. But it's also like one of those things. It's a good racket though, because you like it, like for like certain families, like they would just keep buying caps.
The roll caps were the best. We had some roll cap guns.
I hated the roll caps.
Oh, the roll caps were way better.
Where like it's just a string of those things that are going
and they're just popping out because you could get so many more shots than the stupid like little plastic ones.
No, because you want. I always thought like the six shot like a plastic ones were pretty cool, where you just load that into like the six shooter or whatever.
Well, they were eight, but yeah.
Was it eight? Okay.
Yep. Well, and so I had the I had a cap gun that used singles.
Mm-hmm.
It was I had a and so we used the roll caps with that one a lot. It was a musket that I got at a Civil War reenactment thing.
Like, I remember in North Carolina, like, there was, like, a nearby, like, really shit, like, low-quality museum. But their gift shop had a different, like, older-style pop gun, where it's cork on a string and a stick. And you'd basically,
Oh, I found the bullet-looking ones.
You basically use air pressure to make the cork pop out, which would make the pop sound. And like those were actually kind of interesting, like kind of cool. Like you just pop, pop, pop as fast as you can, like move your arm back and forth.
I found a bunch of cap guns that look like real guns.
Oh, yeah?
But they all have orange tips now.
Of course they do.
But these are all removable orange tips.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They're $40. That's so much money.
Well, the market for those, there is a market. I don't.
What is the market?
I don't know. Like, I know that in Japan they have there's a market for like model guns.
Tin Toy Arcade, classic retro toys. That's where the market is.
Because Japan, I'm sure other countries too, like have like limits on like what people can own. So model guns, and those aren't real guns. So
active and outdoor toys. Oh man, the little balsa wood flyers.
Always crappy, but I think the most fun I ever got out of one of those things was going to the Mummy.
That was so much fun
at Alamo Draft House where they did the showing of the Mummy, but it was like the party version. So like they passed out like balsa wood flyers, and then everybody put them together for like this one moment where everybody let theirs go when they're in the plane.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
I found a Johnny Reb Civil War 8-shot cap gun. Just to let everyone know you're kind of racist.
One of the cooler things I got, like, I think it was probably like seven or eight at the time. I had to ask for one for a long time. I finally got one. It was one of those like robot hands. I saw like the store.
The Terminator ones.
Yeah, they weren't official Terminator ones. So like it had a robot hand, and also had like a 4-piece cloth clip on thing. So like it would have claw when you make a fist, it would have claws come out. And that was the coolest thing ever. It's like, oh my god, look at this cool plastic robot arm. And I didn't think of it until like I was too old to go trick or treating. It's like, oh wow, that would have been a great skeleton hand if I had a costume. It's like, oh damn, too old.
Too old. Never too old to go trick or treating. Let's go next year.
Not happening.
Yep.
I think the one time we just tried to get candy from people's houses as like high school students was too much. I don't think I want to do that again. We got some candy though.
What if we just what if we dress Rick up as a baby and push him around in a stroller?
I just can't picture Rick that clean shaven. I just can't picture it.
Well, that's what makes it funny.
Oh, you're saying okay.
And she's like, oh, it's Little Bubble Kid's first Halloween.
Do you remember those, like, those pull? So there's, like, the pull cards. You pull back and they would go.
And they go, yeah.
Do you remember, like, the higher quality versions of those that came out, like, late 90s, early 2000s?
No.
So like, they were, like, more highly tuned pieces. Like, they wouldn't go right away. So you could you pull back multiple times. And I think you had, like, push it forward a little bit and that would set them off. And they were actually kind of cool. I know my youngest brother had a couple of them growing up.
I do not remember those. I remember making a CO2 card and then shoving a rocket engine in it and then exploding it at the end of my driveway when it hit a cement block.
Oh, that's just
hard.
School. So it was, well, I mean, that the blowing it up part wasn't school, but
no, it was the last day of school. We like. Jake and Todd came over right out, like, they rode the bus over after our last day of school that year, and my parents were still at work, so we took two cinder blocks and put fishing line in between them, because, like, the cars had little eye hooks to keep them on the track, so we put the cars on the fishing line, and then we used the biggest rocket engine that would fit in the hole that was already there, which I think was like a B or a C. And then we sent them towards the end of the driveway. Which, retrospect, that's where cars live. But
well, no,
not on that street, but yeah. And the first one decided that it couldn't be contained.
Why did you have so many rocket engines growing up?
Why didn't you?
It just never occurred to me. Because I remember there was the one time that, like, you were, like, what, trying to make it explosive for some reason?
We weren't trying.
You succeeded, yeah, because I remember there's the. I still remember the clip of the watermelon. Yeah.
Well, that we had M80s.
Yeah. Well, no, that wasn't the M80 though. That was the custom one.
No, that was the M80s.
Was that the M80?
Yeah. The custom ones I all did, or the most of the custom ones I did, we used the rocket igniters to set off because it was safer than fire.
Because
we're not dumb.
Well, wasn't the video using one of the custom ones? Like,
no, the video was using an old M80.
Oh, okay.
And the fuse went out, and then it decided to not
go
out
anymore.
And
that was like, what, Tyler was like up close?
Do we need a longer fuse? Because we had fuse, too.
He was like mid-asking, do we need a longer fuse when it blows up right by him?
And there's certain things that I made that I definitely will not admit on air. But yeah, we had a lot of fun. But we still have most of our fingers. Like, I think we still have all of our fingers somehow. Some of those things, I think we were just smart enough to be real dumb.
And there were some choices I made with firecrackers that weren't wise.
No. I also, Jake and I were recreating scenes from the movie Bridge Over the River Kwai with army men and firecrackers in the bathtub, and we recorded it, and my mom stumbled on the recording like years later, and she's like, that's why the bathtub is discolored. She had spent hours scrubbing it trying to fix it.
That's funny, but it's burnt in there.
Yeah, but it was like just like slightly yellow.
So it could have been anything. Lando's just knocking stuff over.
Knocking everything over.
Here, get the frisbee over here.
Drop. Thank you. All right. But yeah. So like, yeah. I mean, it's just. I don't know. We also shot a bunch of actual rockets off.
Yeah.
Because we had space for it.
And we also had them in from a class, so we had rockets to shoot.
We were doing rockets before the class.
Well, that's why you had so many fucking engines.
Yeah, like, we would put rockets together and then go shoot them off in the front yard. Because we had to do the front yard, because if we did the backyard, they'd end up in the trees most of the time. We still lost a bunch of them, but...
You had, like, a big backyard that was open, though.
Yeah, but if we did the front yard, we could do it like next to the driveway, kind of near the road.
Okay.
And then no matter which way the wind was going, we had a good chance of recovery.
Okay. Yeah, like I didn't have, I guess besides giant amounts of firecrackers that I should not have been given.
As a kid, you just always had firecrackers.
And not be told any safety stuff.
Yeah, like I walked around one summer and I just always had firecrackers in my pocket. I don't know why.
Like the thing it was like it wasn't nobody told me that like, you shouldn't like a firecracker in your hand and then throw it. But like that was one of those things like, you know, I think that's not smart to do.
I didn't do that a lot. We did throw bottle rockets though.
Jesus. Yeah. So you had another discussion topic, right?
I think I'm going to save it for another episode because we're at 50 minutes. And, like, I think this is a solid episode. And we can kind of end it on, like, the, hey, we should probably all be dead. I think that's just childhood, though.
I mean, to be fair, at least our childhoods were better than the previous childhoods where so many people got murdered or went missing. And they just, oh, no, they ran away from home.
Well, there is that. But we also, like... We also had the last childhood that wasn't, like, on the internet.
That's true.
Like, we got away with a lot of shit because we weren't actively recording everything. Yep. We recorded some things and got in trouble because of it, but we weren't actively recording everything, so.
And I did get in trouble, like, because I had, like, a family PC where, like I remember, like, my friend got into rap. So, like, we tried to do rap, and, like, they're swearing in rap when you're rapping.
Oh, did you say some swear words?
Said some swear
words. You put some fudge sickles in there?
And I got in trouble.
What was the rap? Do you remember any of the rap?
Not at all. I don't even know how well it rhymed.
It probably, you were white.
But I remember I got in trouble for it. And it was dumb. It was very dumb to get in trouble for that.
Well, yeah. All right, should we get out of here?
Yeah.
This one? If you guys have any questions, show ideas, or what have you, go ahead and shoot us an email at feedback at blindandstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/blindandstudios, or you can follow us on Instagram at blindandstudios. And I'll see you guys next week.